Hello and welcome to The Big Fight. After what has been a really dramatic and a really interesting week, if you were to list everything that happened this week, from Vijay Mallya and Michelle to Rafale order to, there was an assembly election in the middle of that. And we know what happened out there, BJP losing three states in the heartland, TRS picking up one. And then all the drama over chief minister, which is still continuing. We're still not quite sure who's going to be the chief minister in Chhattisgarh. Upendra Kushwaha leaving the NDA, reports that his party is about to split. You know, you could run out of breath by just recounting everything that happened in a really dramatic week. But this week is also going to be remembered because it may well set the stage in a number of ways. Opposition unity, what's the Congress party going to do next? What's the BJP going to do next? Is Rafale going to become a major issue in the election? Is it not going to become a major issue? It really sets the stage this week for a lot of what's going to happen in the next 6 months. And that's why in this episode of The Big Fight, we are going to really look a little bit ahead. We're going to get out of crystal balls and say, what does this week really mean for what lies in the weeks and months to come? We have a great panel to help us doing that. Narayani Singh, senior journalist, great to have you with us. Vineet Goenka with us as well, an old friend of ours out here. Great to have you with us. Pawan Khera, spokesperson of the Congress Party. Shaina NC is joining us, spokesperson of the BJP. Chandan Mitra is now joining us, senior leader of the TMC. And Surendra Bhadauria joining us, spokesperson of the Bahujan Samaj Party. Because obviously, what happened, this may have been where a clash between the Congress and the BJP, at least in the Hindi heartland, but it has profound implications for what might happen now in terms of alliances and Third Front or BSP alliances with the Congress party. So we're going to dive into that. Right, three major issues, if I have your permission, ladies and gentlemen, to go into. Let's start with Rafale, if you will, and then go on to assembly elections and what happened there, including chief ministers, and then finally what this means for opposition unity and where we head from here. So, Pawan Khera, why don't I start with you first on Rafale? When the order came out yesterday, it seemed as if the Congress party had pretty much lost one of the major talking points that it had in the build-up to the elections, because here you have the Supreme Court coming out and pretty much saying it saw no reason. It said two things, actually. One, it said it was not necessarily a jurisdiction, but it then went on to make several comments that more or less seemed to imply that it thought there was nothing really wrong with the deal. So were you disappointed then and now, given that even the government seems to have gone back to the Supreme Court to say, well, there are some factual inaccuracies in what we have said also, in other words, which we need to get corrected? Is the issue now back in play?
Vikram, we were not disappointed by the Supreme Court order for the simple reason that the Supreme Court cited Article 32 of the Constitution, which says it has no jurisdiction. Fair enough. We were not respondents in the Supreme Court at all. Number two, the facts placed before the Supreme Court is very important. The facts and the documents placed before the Supreme Court were faulty, as proved by the recent CAG example when Rahul Gandhi brought it out in public domain. Now the government is saying, yes, there was a typo error or whatever excuse they're hiding behind. Number two, Ambani of 2012 and Ambani of 2015 are two different entities. They have been different since 2005. The Supreme Court got confused there. I don't blame the Honorable Supreme Court. It's the kind of facts that were presented in a sealed envelope, signed or unsigned affidavits, no one knows. Number three, the Supreme Court was misled into believing that HAL and Dassault had no signed agreement. There was a work share agreement signed on March 13, 2014. There are five or six such anomalies in the course of the program. I can enumerate all others also. Okay. So therefore, we are not disappointed at all. Our demand has always been a JPC, a Joint Parliamentary Committee. Why is the government, especially now if the government feels they are armed with the Supreme Court order, so-called clean chit, which is not a clean chit, why is the government now shying away from a JPC?
All right, Shaina, let me throw that to you. I think yesterday there was a lot of, the government seemed to clearly believe that what the Supreme Court had said was amounting to a clean chit. Now, having to come out and say that these factual inaccuracies need to be fixed, it's again going to put a question mark on that and may reintroduce Rafale as certainly a political arguing point going ahead. What do you think is going to happen next?
So for starters, Vikram, this is not about victory or defeat. This is about truth versus lies. You have four petitions by four individuals. I'm not getting into their ideology or their political stance. But the Supreme Court dismissed all four, saying that there is no question of any commercial favoritism. And I'm using this word commercial favoritism because a lot of lies has been spread by the opposition, saying that, 30,000 crores and 1,30,000 crores, all fictitious figures which were talked about. Here, the facts are the following. One, that there is a secrecy clause when it comes to pricing. Despite that, the PAC, and as Mr. Jaitley said, if there are further questions vis-a-vis it, which can be disclosed in the public domain, will be debated in Parliament. Second, there's no question of favoring HAL or Reliance or anybody. The government had no role because the Dassault CEO, on an interview to ANI, specified that this was their choice, and their choice for reasons best known to them. Third, most importantly, for all those who are constantly crying horse, corruption, 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 the Honorable Supreme Court of this country says, gives a clean chit and says, no question of any commercial favoritism. So if this has been struck down by the highest court of this country on four petitions by four people on four different subjects, and saying that the government of the day has done nothing wrong, I think that the Congress Party should read the writing on the wall. There's no question of a JPC. JPC is only possible if there is a case of corruption.
But
and
China,
more importantly, when you constantly use dialogues like chokidar chor hai, it makes me wonder ki kaun se chor chokidar ko chor bula rahe hai. The previous governments, whether it was Bofors whether it was Agastya, there were cases of kickbacks.
Okay, China, if I can just ask you a question.
No, I need to counter this.
I want to.
By under which court ordered that there was kickbacks in Bofors? Let's confront each other right now, or you withdraw this charge.
Okay, can I? Okay.
No. I am sorry. She can't go scot-free by saying that there was
Why
kickbacks
don't
we in Bofors.
To Mr. Michel's
as said by
himself?
Whom?
Mr.
Bofors.
Michel's
I am talking about Bofors. We'll come to Agastya
that
later.
Monies were given to bureaucrats and
we'll
top
talk
leaders
about
Agastya
later. Right now, please respond to the Bofors charge. Where were the kickbacks in Bofors, as said by
Pavanji,
which court of which country? Unless this is a Nagpur court of Reshim Bagh, I have nothing to do with that court.
Pavan, 1 second.
No, what rubbish is this? How can she talk about Bofors?
Okay, Pavan, now pause.
She should do her homework before coming here.
Okay, pause. All right, China, I want to ask you one question.
Vikram.
Everything, China,
you know, in America.
Yeah.
In America.
Come back to India, talk about Bofors first. We'll let you go to America later.
Congress party has.
I know you want to go to America for the Christmas, but right now talk about Bofors here. No, I'm sorry, Vikram.
Pavan, one second.
He has to withdraw Bofors right now.
Can I please moderate? One sec. Shaina, I just want to ask you a question. Everything which you said about what the Supreme Court said, yesterday it was seeming as if the only way to put a question mark or to raise, to reopen the question mark, the Supreme Court judgment, and I don't necessarily want to go into the past, I want to stick with the present and the future, which is really what this show is about. So, on Rafale, yesterday it was looking as if the petitioners may have had to file a review petition of some sort or the other. But given that at this moment, the government itself has said that there was some factual inaccuracy somewhere, typing errors or whatever they wanted to call it. And actually, that report was never shown. There's no CAG report that has been shown to the PAC. Does that mean that the Supreme Court may well come back and say, well, all right, then if the facts are not correct, we've got to look at this issue again?
Vikram, you're going into all the commas, the full stops, the question marks. What is the larger question? The larger question is there any money trail? Is there any misuse of power? Is there any corruption? The answer to all is no. The highest court of this country has given a clean chit. Now, are you going to abide by the Supreme Court, or are you going to make your own fictitious
comments? Vikram, where is the clean chit?
And have your
has
own
the Supreme Court said no to a JPC?
And your own
has
agenda,
the,
which
has
is
the issue of benchmark price being decided? Why did the Prime Minister raise the benchmark price? price from $5.2 billion to $8.5
billion.
The question was to Pavan and China. Your own officer of the defense
Pavan and China. Pavan and China.
Pavan and China.
Pavan and China. Pavan and China. There are a bunch of other people also.
I can understand and sympathize.
Where is that clean chit?
But do understand this is a non-corrupt government.
No to JPC.
And this is an area of national security.
I'll concede immediately.
So please be mature in your issues that you pick up. Debate in parliament. Who's stopping you?
Let's have this.
Who's stopping you to debate in parliament?
Can I get the others in?
Nobody is. Our party president and Arun Jaitley ji himself have said that they... Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. Pause. I'm going to get the others in. Because, I mean, let's try. I'm trying to see what is going to happen. And this is actually being debated in parliament. You will probably have a lot of this. Somebody will have to play speaker. I'm going to try and play speaker out here right now. Let me get the others in and get their views first on Rafael. And then I do have two other major subjects to look at, especially what this means for strategy going forward. Chandan Mitra, why don't I get you in? And Sudhinder Bhadauria, what is your take on where we stand at the present moment now on the Rafale issue, what's been called the Rafale scam, and the government will say now there's been proved that there's no Rafale scam at all. What is your take on where we stand? Chandan Mitra.
No, I think there was a severe error on the part of the government in what they gave to the Supreme Court under sealed cover. Now, a government cannot make a mistake like this. They must be more responsible. How can they give us submission to the court in which they mentioned about the CAG report and claimed that the PSC has seen it when nothing of the kind has happened? I think the Supreme Court will need to re-examine the whole matter, not just correct paragraph here and there. It requires a complete re-examination by the Supreme Court and then let them decide whether the clean chit remains valid or has become invalid and a fresh look is required.
Okay, Surendra Bhadauria, your take on this issue.
Well, I think as Mr. Mitra has pointed out, that the real facts and the true facts and the total facts are not known, and therefore I think this needs to be looked into both in the parliament by through a PAC and also by the Supreme Court again. And therefore I think all these facts should be brought before the people as well as to the parliament, and then you should be taken on this, because the nation should know that where the taxpayer money has gone, and that is very important at a time when people are suffering with price rise, we're suffering from unemployment, the farmers committing suicide if their money has gone, somebody has walked off, then I think they deserve to know what is happening in the country.
All right, Vineet. Mr. Bhadauria essentially saying that the nation should know. Whether it wants to know or not is a different question, but a nation should know what this is.
No, I think probably this is right. If there is an error, it has to be re-examined. But I have a small error.
So you're agreeing with that view?
No, if somebody has miswritten it, so there are sentences. Somebody said that the things were not been appearing properly. There was a typo error or there was something deliberately been done. Now, Supreme Court should re-examine. But I have a small advice to the petitioners or Congress party. If they feel Congress, the party or the government in the day has done it deliberately, they can go to Supreme Court and say this is in contempt, because giving misrepresentation is nothing but a perjury, right? So they can always go to Supreme Court, say this is a contempt, and Supreme Court can take cognizance of this.
This is Vineet Goenka giving advice to the Congress party.
Deliberately giving. I'll tell you. Number two. Because you know, people should know whether there was a deliberate attempt or there is a typographical error or this has been created by somebody. Because, you know, I was not a part of the PAC, so I would not know whether the CAG has been given the report or not, whether what was written
But that I think everyone accepts.
Because I don't even accept. So that's what I'm saying. If there is a deliberate contempt, the petitioner and the opposition should go to Supreme Court, request them to re-examine, and re-examining is not a wrong thing. But let me bring one fact to the notice of people of this country, which somehow very nicely been kept away from people. In year 2007, Dassault was found as L1. L1 you find only somebody when you complete the entire procedure of technicalities, negotiation, everything has been done. Please educate me if I'm wrong here. Once it has been identified as L1, what stopped that time's dispensation, Manmohan Singh ji, to take a decision 2007-2014.
Incorrect. Supreme Court order, page number 2, L1, it was decided.
Vikram,
I did not speak
in between.
Just a second. January 2012.
Heckle me out,
you cannot allow him to lie. January 2012, Dassault was identified as L1.
Then your
Supreme Court order, page number 3.
I will not, Pavan, you will get a chance to respond.
No. I am sorry, first of all, Vikram. No, Pavan, hang on. Introduced as a BJP member because he is an ex-IT... Sorry. You
sir,
are a BJP member.
Please complete my
IT
sentence.
Cell, please introduce him as
Pavan.
You can't have two BJP members.
Pavan,
you cannot have two BJP spokespersons on one show. Why?
Excuse me. There's you. There are three members of the opposition.
No, they are not Congress. Ask Bhadauria if he
is the
Bhadauria. Are you Congress? He'll say no.
He's opposition.
Let me make
your opposition.
Vikram, I'm sorry. When you introduce your panelists, you should introduce them from their ideological point of view. He is a member of the BJP or not. Tell me yes or no.
Sir.
Yes or no.
Can you look at me?
No, I am looking at him. He is the moderator. Why should I look at you?
He's here to represent the BJP's viewpoint.
Allow me to make my sentence.
You are a good-looking man, but why should I look at you?
Sir, because allow me to speak. See, when you get so jittery,
Pavan,
then the
Pavan, I'll tell you what.
You are
Pavan,
jittery. Pavan, everybody sir. Is laughing. Only you are jittery.
Pavan,
no, sir.
Maliniji is smiling.
Pavan,
sir, I'll tell you.
I'm very happy to have you coming and sitting here. I'm happy to leave.
No, but you should introduce him.
Excuse me.
Party. I'm sorry, that's not fair.
Everyone,
on record, I want to place my objection.
I've heard you. I've heard you.
The entire country is national security.
I've heard you, and I'm very happy.
You took decision not to buy it because there was reasons for it. I think the world would like to know what was the commission asked for.
Here is the Supreme Court.
Why did you not take the decision, sir?
You are wrong.
7 years, who gave it?
2012, who was the one who gave it? 7 years,
you have taken the
issue. You are
here, standing up, and you are saying that Mama Ji wants to
give it. Who is the one who wants to give it? Supreme Court,
you spent too much time on channels where you encouraged to shout. I'm not encouraging you to shout here.
2012, here is the Supreme Court order.
2007, there was L1 or not,
sir. No. Here is the Supreme Court order.
This is really good for drama.
10 seconds.
This is really good. Okay, guys, can we put everyone's mics down? Can we put everyone's mics down? Can we put everyone's mics down? Pavan, okay, your mic is down. Your mic is down because that's only my mic is it up. This is not the sort of a channel.
Okay.
Pavan, wrong channel. You're really on the wrong channel right now. You want to interrupt, you want to shout it, people do it somewhere else. I'll introduce him whichever way I want. Everyone knows who Vineet Sampathi is. Nalini, I'm turning to you. Nobody can hear him, they can only hear you.
I do not have.
You lie in the Supreme Court.
Even if
Pavan, Pavan, I have. Can I buzz it?
You don't want to correct something which
sir,
is a lie.
Pavan, one second. Pavan, one second.
No, I'm sorry.
Stop holding up this show.
Will not be allowed.
I'm sorry. You want to go and shout and scream? Go and shout and scream somewhere else. You can go and shout and scream somewhere else. This is not the place to shout and scream and interrupt people.
Please ask him now.
This is not the place to shout and scream and interrupt
people. This is also not the place to lie.
This is not the place.
This is not the place to allow someone to lie like this.
You want to do this? There are plenty of channels.
I'm not interested. Number of channels, I don't
I'm
want
not
your
to hear you
that.
Anymore.
May
I'm not going to hear you
I
anymore.
Take this little gap
no, I'm not going to hear anybody.
Little
I'm going to have you.
Gap
and Nalini,
may I
come
jump
here,
in?
Please.
Yeah, may I jump
please.
In this little
and let us, please, now that everyone is silent, please, can we follow some basic decorum? Please, let's not interrupt each other. Let's all hear each other. I'm sure we'll be able to have a very civilized conversation. Everyone is free to make their points. But let's try and listen to
sir,
each other.
The
point? Problem with this country is we've stopped listening to each other because we think shouting is a much better way to communicate. It's not.
Can I take 20 seconds before Madam speaks?
Now, and yes, Vineet.
Please allow me to complete
absolutely fair to point out his thing that yes, he has sympathies with the BJP. Everyone knows where his sympathies
are. You should have introduced him as
Vineet
such.
Has been on my show 30 times. Everyone
no,
knows.
But these
it's
people
like my
should know. Your viewers
you
should know.
You were once assisting
me. I am registering my protest. If there is a problem in
the
industry, I can't even register my protest.
I've noted your protest. I've noted your
point. So my point essentially is 2007, Dassault was found as L1.
Incorrect.
Sir, मुझे 20 सेकंड बोलने दीजिए
सर जनवरी 2012 अरे सर आप बहुत अच्छे लेकर बैठते हैं ये
सर आप नॉलेजेबल आदमी
सर
मैं आपको रिक्वेस्ट कर सर आप बहुत बड़े
ऐसे नहीं गलत बोल रहे हैं
सर आप मेरे से बड़े ना आदरणीय 20
सेकंड आप भी आदरणीय हैं छोटे हैं बड़े हैं
योर आईडिया इज यू गोना स्टैंड आउट हियर यू गोना शाउट एंड यू गोना कीप ऑन हेकलिंग एवरीबॉडी
आई हैव टोल्ड यू आई विल अलाउ यू टू रिप्लाई
सर एक मेरा पॉइंट लेट हिम फिनिश सेंटेंस बोलने दीजिए
लेट हिम फिनिश व्हाट ही हैज टू से आफ्टर दैट्स कम्युनिकेशन राइट दैट्स कन्वर्सेशन वन पर्सन स्पीक्स when that person stops the other person answers Actually, it's quite simple.
The point is very much, when my adversaries, see, the need was identified in 2001 after the Kargil. So there was a pressing need to buy machines. 2007, L1 was identified. 2014, 7 years, there was no action taken. The world would like to know why did then Prime Minister put the entire national security to a zero party. The boys on the borders were asking for the machine, but the machine was not delivered. Okay. So I think that question is bigger than the question of whether there was a typing error or not. Okay. That's my submission.
Now that he has finished, make your point.
Okay, thank you. I read from the same Supreme Court order, the one which you are using as fig leaf. The commercial bids were opened in November 2011 and Messrs. Dassault Aviation was placed as the L1 sometime in January 2012. Okay. Are you convinced?
All right. Now, okay. can both of you stop, please?
Sir, thank you.
Mr. Bhadauria, I'm telling you now. Mr. Bhadauria,
I have an answer for that.
Okay. Both of you can go out and argue elsewhere. Can the rest of us continue with our show? Mr. Sundar Bhadauria, let me come to you now, and then I want to come to Nalini Singh. Mr. Bhadauria.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been trying to regain. Now you know why you can't have a JPC or a parliamentary debate on the subject. If you can't have it in a TV studio, can you imagine what's going
to
happen elsewhere?
Very senior to me.
Mr. Bhadauria.
I respect him a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. I would like to know the question on this debate that we're having. Indira Jaisingh, for example, has just put out a tweet saying she thinks that the Supreme Court order will have to be relooked at from scratch. Would you agree with her?
Well, most certainly, when the Supreme Court, they have given again a joinder where they are saying that there were factual errors, then the Supreme Court certainly needs to re-examine why these factual errors were there, and they really should re-examine also. I think the government should also go, and they should again make a plea, what were the reasons, and all the facts should come before the people. The nation, that is the democratic spirit, and that is what is required in democracy. We believe in the Supreme Court. Each and every political party or citizen believes in the Supreme Court. Whatever decisions they take are binding on all issues, including the Rafael deal. So therefore, I think this needs to be looked into completely, totally, in a holistic manner, and the real facts should be placed before the people.
All right.
Now, Vikram, I'd like to say that the Honorable Supreme Court had reserved its judgment. So there were several days. So this question of typo error, a typing error, I think we should not be so childish and say it was a typing error. The second thing is that it will be resolved very quickly if the government reveals the name of the person who signed the affidavit. So if we know who signed the affidavit, we will be immediately able to get to the source of whether it was something which the government had asked that this is the way it should be framed, or whether it was something which was misinterpreted by the extremely honorable Supreme Court. The last thing I'd like to say is that there are, and I hesitate so much because I join everybody who says that we hold the Supreme Court in the highest regard, but I would like to say, was there non-application of mind? And therefore, I would say, from what you have just seen over here, these are three things. That's a strong comment to make. I join everybody in the highest respect for the Supreme Court. But somewhere did that happen? Because there are several glitches, if we call it, or flaws in this. But I would like to say to you that you raise the question: is the Rafale issue gone? From what you have demonstrated on your own program, it has not gone, and it's not going to go. And what I have noticed is that, you know, for an issue to build up, to actually influence even voting thinking in rural areas, it takes 4 to 6 months. And I think the Congress Party has invested about 2 good months in this, and they are not going to give it up. And the BJP will have to do a whole lot of, batting in order to be able to take these googlies.
All right, Shaina, let me turn to you. Nalini seems to be, you heard the rather heated debates that are still taking place over it. So we'll wait to see what happens now with this error and what the Supreme Court is going to do. Do you still think, Shaina, come the general elections, Rafale is something you're going to be answering questions about? Or do you think this is not a matter that has been gathering too much traction anyway, and therefore it is going to f- fizzle out by the time the general election comes.
As I said, this is not an issue at all, because this is not about victory, defeat. This is about truth versus lies. You have one party that is only spreading conspiracy theories for reasons best known to them. And that is not an election issue. The people of this country have faith in Prime Minister Modi that this is a matter of national security. By questioning like this, you are questioning the integrity of the government and that of the army, which has both been given a clean chit by the Supreme Court. Now, I would only request you, Vikram, you know, rather than getting into who typed what and is there a comma or a full stop, has it reached here or has it not, the larger point is this: has there been a money trail? No, there hasn't. Is there a sense of corruption? Absolutely not. And please play Smita Prakash's ANI interview to hear what the Dassault CEO says. He says that they did not want to work with HAL. They chose to work with Reliance, and the offset clause has also been highlighted by them. So I don't understand, if we have had a terrible past of cases like Agastya, where Mr. Michel has said on record that monies were given to bureaucrats, politicians, and that's why they were voted out. We were voted out in power purely for the clean, good governance that Prime Minister Modi has to offer. So for those people who are trying to spread this kind of false, fake it till you make it, the people aren't buying it. And it's imperative for us also to understand at this juncture that when we talk about debating in Parliament, you're welcome. But when is a JPC put into force? A JPC, if there is a case of allegation of corruption, here you just have papers being flung up and the Congress saying, see, we've got this, and somebody else saying, see, we've got that.
You know, everything is an allegation of corruption until it's investigated at the end of the day, China. And it's precisely because the BJP was voted in, because of the clean image of Narendra Modi, that this might well remain an issue. So Vikram, okay, China, I know China has to leave us. I'm just going to get a couple of other questions into her. China, just wanted to get your take on the other big issue that we want to now turn to, and I want to shift my attention to that, which is obviously the assembly results that have come out.
Sure.
The fact that the BJP is out of the entire Hindi heartland, potentially a drop, if you extrapolate the assembly elections to the general elections, you're looking at a drop of maybe somewhere between 30 to 40 seats in these three states. You're looking at a possibility where you may have dropped in Gujarat, where you'd swept it last time. If the Bahujan Samaj Party and the Samajwadi Party stay together, you're likely to lose perhaps in Uttar Pradesh as well. Are you concerned with the way things are going? Because certainly things are not looking as, it's a Modi victory in 2019 is done and dusted the way it was perhaps looking a year and a half ago.
Firstly, let me please say, Vikram, that 15 years for a party to rule in any state in itself is victory. People are entitled in a democracy to have a change only because they feel 15 years, they've tried somebody, let's try somebody else. But please understand, in Madhya Pradesh, even after 15 years, BJP polled more than the Congress. It is a known fact, and it is in the public domain, that we lost few seats by less than 100 votes, 500 votes, maximum 1,000 we would have been in power, and the entire dynamics that you are discussing today, you would say, wow, what a good job Shivraj Singh Chauhan's done.
By that same logic, Gujarat could have very easily gone the other way, and then you would have had a bigger issue.
Now coming to Rajasthan, Rajasthan? Rajasthan, you had dismissed us and said that, oh, every 5 years it changes. Look at the fight we gave, and look at the kind of rebels within the Congress party itself, where they were agitating on the streets. That's another issue. But the fact where we are actually shocked is a state like Chhattisgarh. Yes, I do concede, because Raman Singh Ji had a fantastic reputation, policies that percolated down to the poor, and the Naxal areas were still kept safe and intact. So we do need to introspect on certain fronts. But having said that, please understand the referendum on a general election is not that on a parliamentary one, where you want an honest, stable, good government and a prime minister like Prime Minister Modi, who's probably the most charismatic the country has ever seen. So I'm not worried, but yes, we will work harder. And I think that the fact is that you keep talking about numbers dropping in the Hindi heartland. Have you ever considered the numbers that we've gained in the Northeast or in states like Assam or Maharashtra? I think that we need
Assam,
to look
you
at
got
this
6 to 7 in 2014 as well.
And we are here on a policy
Okay, China, just on a mathematical front, on a mathematical issue, you got 6 to 7 seats in Assam last time also, and Mizoram, Manipur and the others, though they are great that you got to debate some headway out there, it will not compensate for the drop that you are seeing in these states. Could the, I mean, a drop in UP or a drop in Madhya Pradesh or a drop in Rajasthan can't be compensated
by... But you're anticipating we're dropping, we're not.
I'm just saying, if you're extrapolating the assembly election, and
the
by the way,
difference between a 15 general years election this, in parliamentary
15
elections
years these
known
states
to
have
all,
voted the same
you
way.
You have hypothetically presumed.
Okay, Shanaji leaves. We'll wait to see.
Quick,
we'll wait
5 seconds before Shanaji leaves.
Yeah.
Shanaji, I just wanted to add here. You know, in 2005, the High Court of Delhi had squashed the charges against Bofors. After 12 years, when it was taken in Supreme Court, they said it is time bar, it is delayed. So the blame on the earlier government goes that they have suffocated the justice. 2005-2014, there was no attempt by then government to go to Supreme Court. So it is not that the
court...
Sir,
so
let me educate you. Bofors case, as per me...
I hate
to do this. I'm not going to be afraid to interrupt you.
Himmat ki nahi thi Supreme Court pe
ja ke. Aap chale jaate Supreme Court. Ye kya matlab
hai?
Rahul Gandhi to jata nahi
hai. Pura Google kar lo.
Pura Google kar lo. Aap aap jo bachche ko bole ke chale jaate hai. Bofors ke case ke
andar. Chandan, before we get back into Bofors, Chandan, I want
to
ask Chandan. I want to ask Chandan. Chandan, what does the result this week mean for opposition unity? Because two different possibilities are coming up. One, Congress Party has become stronger because it's one in the heartland, and they become the fulcrum of whatever opposition unity is happening. Second view, that with TRS sweeping in Telangana, there's already conversation between the TRS and Mamata Banerjee, the TMC and others to say, let's try and revive some possible concept of a federal front or a third front or a non-Congress, non-BJP alternative. I'm just trying to figure out which direction the opposition is headed in, and I'm going to get Mr. Bhadauria in on exactly that same question.
Look, I can't anticipate what Mr. Bhadauria's viewpoint on this is.
I don't expect you to.
But I can only tell you that what has already been proposed, I can only say that what is being already discussed is a state-wise Gathbandhan. Maybe not a Mahagathbandhan, but a state-wise Gathbandhan, because the regional parties don't have any great stakes in the other state. Now, the Trinamool Congress does not have a stake in Telangana or, say, in Uttar Pradesh. And the Samajwadi Party has no stakes in, say, Odisha. So, in each of these states, there should be a dominant opposition party which will rally others around it. And then, when the totality is there, they aggregate each party's support. And then there should be a common minimum program and a common leadership that will be agreed upon. I think this is the most acceptable thing. The idea of the kind of repeating the Janata Party experiment, I think those days are gone. You cannot really have the same All India umbrella opposition alliance. You will have strong regional parties which will do well in the respective states and come together in the center to form a national alternative government.
All right, that's a really interesting viewpoint put forward by Chandan. Mr. Bhadauria, let me ask you on that. With the BSP, there are a couple of important riders to what he said, which is that the BSP does have the ability to make a difference in other states. You may not be able to win seats in other states. You got 6, of course, in Rajasthan right now, and you picked up seats in Madhya Pradesh. But potentially, BSP support in... If the Congress and the BSP are tied up in, let's say, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan, they may well have won with an absolute canter and not had all of this nail biting because your votes can be transferred to them. Do you agree with the scenario laid out by Chandan Mitra? Is that the way the opposition is going to go? Or is there something else that you would have in mind?
I think this will gradually be becoming more clear as days go by, but let me say this in the context of the assembly elections that have been held, it is a mixed kind of reaction which the Indian electorate has given. They have defeated convincingly BJP in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, including Telangana, and let me say this, that these three states Congress party has been a big gainer. Bahujan Samaj party also, which is the third largest party nationally in terms of vote share nationally, but we also have this respectable numbers, and we gave support to the Congress party in Madhya Pradesh because and Samajwadi party together. We have 7% votes. Therefore, the government was possible over there. But there is a very important statement which has come from Mr. KCR and many others of who are his allies, that there is a need for a non-Congress, non-BJP leadership. This is one of the issues that should be debated. As far as we are concerned, Behen Mayawati ji's position is very clear. She has said this n number of times, that we are willing to sit down and work out an understanding, provided we, those people who are negotiating, are willing to consider. We have won in Madhya Pradesh and parliament seats. A great leader of the Congress party, Mr. Arjun Singh, was relegated to the third position. Even last time there were many seats where we came second in the parliament. We have won seats in other states also, like in Punjab, in Haryana, and therefore we think that we have a presence. We have won once, even in Orissa.
No, no. So, and, Mr. Bhadauria, just to get a clarification from you, which of the two is it? Are you saying leave the Congress out, non-Congress, non-BJP, third front, or are you saying let the opposition, including the Congress,
not saying, I said,
have state-by-state alliances
that,
to take on
I
the BJP?
Said that, no, I think as time now is short, these leaders will meet, and if they are serious, we have shown that magnanimity by supporting the Congress, but the Congress party wants to go alone. They don't want to give any space to us in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, or other areas where they are number one. So how can they expect some other regional party or a national party like ours to give space to these parties in the state where we are strong? So therefore, it would all depend on it has to be a mutual understanding and respect for each other, and their strength, on the basis of the strength that we have, they should sit down and talk with Behen Mayawati ji, the national president of the Bahujan Samaj Party.
China, can I just get you in on China, on what you think is going to happen from an opposition point of view going forward? What sort of a battle are you expecting?
Look, we are the single largest party in the world today with 11 crore members. I am sure that under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi and our party president Amit Shah ji, we will not only be able to retain what we've got, probably more. The fact is that if you want to give stable, good governance with strong leadership and stability, then the only option is the BJP. If you want a ghich-bich, khichdi sarkar where everybody is only strange bedfellows for the lust of power, you have the options of all the others who are trying to consolidate their position, who are trying to position themselves. And let me please say, you've had people like Chandrababu Naidu who have also tried to put their hat in the ring and have failed miserably. So I am not here to sit like a political commentator to speak on what the future of the BSP or the SP is, or what they choose to do with the Congress or not. I can only speak for our party and tell you that a lot has been said. But whether it's Jandhan Yojana, Mudra Banking, pension schemes, insurance schemes, Ujjwala, Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, or Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, our policies have percolated down to the poorest of poor. And even when it comes to the agrarian crisis, our endeavor has always been to ensure that we keep people economically empowered and not only...
All of that you'll get a chance to say on the campaign
trail. That is the reason why they have not been able to perform in Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh.
Ensuring that our youth is put into the forum.
Okay. Yeah, China, so before
sir,
anybody...
Sir, please, from a Bimaru state to be at 14% when it comes to agriculture. Vikram, I have to excuse myself, so if there's any other question...
No, China, I know you have to leave. Thank you so much with that comment. Now, Pawan, let me turn to you. You heard what Mr. Bhadauria said and what Chandan said. And now there's an interesting two possibilities that are going to emerge after whatever's happened in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, you know, Chhattisgarh. Some people are feeling that the Congress has been able to play, in a sense, reduce the arrogance that it has sometimes displayed in the past, reached out to other parties and done what Chandan was hinting at and what Mr. Bhadauria was hinting at, to say, look, we should realize that the Congress Party is strong in certain areas, and therefore, you know, that's where the Congress is going to focus on and reach out to alliance partners elsewhere. Mr. Bhadauria was sort of saying you need to be magnanimous in areas where you're stronger and the others are weaker. Give them space out there and then have the expect reciprocity in Uttar Pradesh.
You saw.
Do you agree with the vision laid out by Chandan Mitra? Is that the way to go?
Absolutely. And you saw the magnanimity in Karnataka post results. We didn't want our chief minister. We didn't insist on it. We were absolutely large-hearted. So I completely agree with Mr. Bhadauria. There are states where we are strong. There are states where we are not strong, and they are stronger. And there is always a meeting ground if the issues on which we are fighting this election and the ideology are common. So there is a common ground. We are not. I won't even talk about their part, their alliance. Abhi wo bol rahe the khichdi and all that. Upendra Kushwaha is leaving. Shiv Sena is threatening always. So, and TDP is already
Upendra
left.
Upendra Kushwaha is leaving, but his party may not be leaving along with him.
Let's see. There's a lot of time between now and 2019 elections. So, maybe Nitish also leaves. For, you know, it's Indian politics. A lot of things happen. So, let her not. And unfortunately, Shaina makes all these comments and runs away. And poor Vineet will have to now listen to everything.
Now you know why we have Vineet also, right?
Instead of calling them a Khichdi Sarkar, please have some respect for regional partners, regional players. They represent the same voter. Don't undermine regional players. That's the arrogance of the BJP, which I'm sorry will be punished by the voters.
Okay. Actually, interesting point, and I want to throw that to you. Is there anything fundamentally wrong with the situation where you're saying, okay, yes, the BJP is one strong force out here with some partners. On the other side, there's a disparate number of regional players. And I know the Congress Party will get really infuriated if I call them a regional player. But in a sense, the Congress Party is strong in a particular part of the country. So, actually, it's probably true for the BJP as well, right?
It's Bhadauria Sahab is online, right? He's listening to me. So, you know, I was just going through all the budget reports. I have never seen 56,619 crore rupees been earmarked for scheduled caste and 39,000 rupees separately for ST. That puts together the amount to almost around 1 lakh crore rupees, which has never been seen. So I could see the concern of the current dispensation for the marginalized people. When the 5 crore gases were distributed, they were not asked, aapka surname kya hai? So they are the people probably from marginal community and which is the area which BSP was dominating. Now here one question for Honorable Bhadauria Ji is, does BSP knows that Congress was the party which defeated Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar in the election? They actually marginalized him. They were the people who won. And
no,
let
so
me remind.
Your point?
And today,
your point is that BSP should work with the BJP.
No.
BJP
they should cater their own vote to this thing. So when they come together for supporting them, then I feel like, are they betraying Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar, who was defeated by Congress? A. B. When SP has, sir, give me 10 seconds. And when SP supports Congress, I remind that SP has a very nice presence in minority community, in Muslims. Then I like to remind Akhilesh about Turkman Gate, which happened in 1975 when unmarried Muslim youths were castorized. So, you know, these parties, they have forgotten the history of what? How can they support Congress, which is to be blamed for defeat of Dr. Ambedkar?
Google करने में
सर आपने भीमराव अंबेडकर को हराया कि नहीं हराया
पढ़ लीजिए
सर मेरे को एफिशिएंसी ना सर मैं यंग हूं सर
शुड नॉट टाई अप विद
झूठ बोल रहे हो तो बताइए कि भीमराव अंबेडकर को कांग्रेस ने हराया कि नहीं हराया तुर्कमान गेट कांग्रेस ने क्या नहीं किया सर
अरे भीमराव अंबेडकर को हिंदू धर्म से बाहर करवा दिया आप लोगों ने उसका जवाब दीजिए
एक और बता दो सर आपको बता दो
हिंदू धर्म से बाहर
राहुल गांधी बिकेम वाइस प्रेसिडेंट बिफोर राहुल गांधी बिकेम वाइस प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ
आप याद कर रहे हैं
सर मैं बता दो मैं फैक्ट बता बिफोर राहुल गांधी बिकेम वाइस प्रेसिडेंट
कांग्रेस था भीमराव अंबेडकर जी को आपने कैसी कैसी कांग्रेस गालियां दी थी उसका जवाब भी नहीं
हार्ट सेट टू द हरा दिया
मिस्टर भदौरिया रिस्पॉन्ड व्हाट ही सेइंग
बाबा साहब प्लीज लेट मी
या यू आस्क हिम अ क्वेश्चन
सर भीमराव अंबेडकर को इन्होंने हराया था इनको सपोर्ट क्यों कर रहे सर
मिस्टर भदौरिया
छोटा सा क्वेश्चन है सर
यस आई एम कमिंग टू दैट
जो गूगल किया है वो
मिस्टर भदौरिया आंसर
यस यू सी बाबा साहब भीमराव अंबेडकर सर्टेनली लॉस्ट टू इलेक्शंस बिकॉज द कांग्रेस सॉ टू इट दैट ही लूजेस बट Let me also say this, that the Hindu Mahasabha and the then Bharatiya Janasangh, of which the Bharatiya Janata Party is a part today of that ideological party, also funded the FPO of Baba Saheb Bhimrao Ambedkar in Ramlila ground. 50,000 people gathered on the Hindu court bill, burnt the effigy of Baba Saheb Bhimrao Ambedkar. So we know your genuineness. And we know the genuineness of the BJP on Baba Saab.
Can I
After the show, we have 5 more minutes to go. After the show,
sir,
I'm happy to referee
her.
Are you somewhat bemused? How much political rhetoric? None of peace, guys, outside. Now, after this, 5 minutes from now, I promise I'll get boxing gloves.
He's senior to me. I respect him a lot.
Nalini.
Absolutely.
Nalini, are you somewhat bemused? Are you somewhat bemused with the fact that so much of what we keep discussing is about history? Baba Saab, Bhimrao Ambedkar, Nehru, was Nehru to blame for whatever happened? After everyone else is like, most of the voters weren't born 20 years ago.
You started the program with something that's happened today. The government, the Minister of Defense wants to file a correction in the Supreme Court or whatever it's called. So I would say to go back 40 years, 37 years, and then to go on and on. In fact, that was Turkman Gate, but Baba Saab Ambedkar ji would be much longer. I would say that this is, is this what elections have brought us to? But one thing that I must pick up. When Shaina was speaking about the ANI interview with Smita Prakash, just one small thing, that President Hollande's interview with Media Part is also something that we journalists should not forget. But, in this whole thing that you're talking about, what's happening to BJP or Congress, actually the most interesting story is that the BJP is comparing itself to the Congress. It must not. It has been way ahead of the Congress. It should compare it to itself. And here, if you take 2013 to 2018, about 50 lakh BJP people who voted for BJP have migrated to other parties, possibly Congress, possibly others. If you compare it to 2014, approximately 75 lakh to 1 crore have gone. Okay. They should actually be saying, who were they, why did they go? And the second thing that I'd like to say is that, you've got... the most important thing in this election, now post-election for me, is that BSP plus SP have joined the Madhya Pradesh Congress in order to complete there. And maybe they've done it in Rajasthan also. This affects UP. And I don't think they're now, they
and
will
we'll
just offer two.
We'll have to see what actually happens. Last word from you, Chandan. We haven't spoken in a while. End of the day, Chandan, wrap up this week for us, with your various hats on. Do you think on balance, Rafael judgment, Malia, Michelle, assembly elections, everything that's happened, good week for the BJP, bad week for the BJP, terrible week for the BJP, great week? What do you think?
I believe that the Kal Chakra or the wheel of time never stands still. And this week, the election results have shown it is not going to stand still at all. The Kal Chakra has moved away from the BJP towards the opposition, not Congress in particular. The regional forces are the real gainers, and in the coming days, in 2019, I believe the regional parties will gain, and it may be a government with the Congress, it may be without the Congress. But
with the Congress or without the Congress,
away from the BJP this week, and Rafael, no Rafael, whatever happens, basically, I think there is a disenchantment with the BJP and the government.
Out of time.
I partially agree with Chandanda. Kal Chakra has moved to them. Kal ka matlab mrityu hoti hai.
What language is
this?
What language is this?
Kal Chakra unhone kaha.
What rubbish? Is this your sanskar? Aisi baatein karte hain aap?
Okay, Kal Chakra. Pavan, are you concerned? Pavan, are you concerned about what he said? Maybe
I'm concerned about what they think.
The wheel of time.
More than Dr. Mitra. I am concerned about their mentality.
Okay. We will keep on debating.
Sir, हमने तुर्कमान गेट नहीं किया सर.
नहीं. शर्म आनी चाहिए आपको ये बोलने में. शर्म आनी
चाहिए. Now we are over on time, so we will.
काल चक्रा.
Now the camera is about to come down. We'll continue this after this. Thank you all for watching. This was the big fight, and it ended up being a big fight for once in many areas. We're going to step into a break. Lots more still coming up on the other side, but the big fight is done. We'll be back next week. Do join us then.